Section B，
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
How can I get information from the internet?
First, double-click the icon of Internet Explorer. Then type in the website address and press enter.
Text 2.
You're going to Washington.The day after tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, I thought I'd fly. But then I decided that taking a train would be cheaper than driving or flying.
Text 3.
Daddy, I've decided to give up science.And go to business school.
Well, it is your choice, but I should warn you that not everyone with a business degree will be a successful manager.
Text 4.
The pen is $1 and the yellow one is $2.
The green one is twice as much as the yellow one.
I'll take the green one and the yellow one.
Here you are.
Text 5.
Anne, how about the dish?
It's very delicious.
Quite right. It is cooked by a special cook.He is not a human being, but a robot.
A robot cook? I can't believe it.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B。C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Text 6.
Have you decided to go on vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to spend 2 weeks in South Africa.
Wow, that's great. 2 weeks on the beach.
Actually, I'm not going to the beaches. They are too crowded this time of year. So I'm going camping in the jungle instead.
That sounds different.What do you need to bring?
Just some clothes. The tour company provides everything, like maps, hats, and tents.
What about food?
I think the guy will prepare our meals.
Sounds like it'll be a great vacation.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Have you decided to go on vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to spend 2 weeks in South Africa.
Wow, that's great. 2 weeks on the beach.
Actually, I'm not going to the beaches. They are too crowded this time of year. So I'm going camping in the jungle instead.
That sounds different. What do you need to bring?
Just some clothes. The tour company provides everything, like maps, hats, and tents.
What about food?
I think the guy will prepare our meals.
Sounds like it'll be a great vacation.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
听第七段材料，回答第八九题。
Text 7.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for a birthday gift for my girlfriend.
What do you think of this dress? It sells very well at our store.
How much does it cost, please?
$80. But I can give you a 20% discount because it's our 10th anniversary today.
Great, I'll take it.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for a birthday gift for my girlfriend.
What do you think of this dress? It sells very well at our store.
How much does it cost, please?
$80. But I can give you a 20% discount because it's our 10th anniversary today.
Great, I'll take it.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十二题。
Text 8. Darling, I've decided to become a vegetarian. From now on, I will stop eating meat.
Why?
Because people nowadays eat too much meat, and it's healthier to eat less.
Is this another one of your crazy ideas? It won't last a week. Last month, in order to lose weight, you decided to jog to work every morning. That only lasted a week because every day you were late for work.
That's not the reason I stopped. I stopped jogging because I pulled a muscle in my leg.
Well, what about the bicycle?
What about my bicycle?
Exactly. You can hardly remember you own a bike, as it's been locked away in the garage ever since you bought it.
That's not completely true. As soon as the weather improves, I'm going to start using it again. Darling, I've decided to become a vegetarian. From now on, I will stop eating meat.
Why?
Because people nowadays eat too much meat, and it's healthier to eat less.
Is this another one of your crazy ideas? It won't last a week. Last month, in order to lose weight, you decided to jog to work every morning. That only lasted a week because every day you were late for work.
That's not the reason I stopped. I stopped jogging because I pulled a muscle in my leg.
Well, what about the bicycle?
What about my bicycle?
Exactly. You can hardly remember you own a bike, as it's been locked away in the garage ever since you bought it.
That's not completely true. As soon as the weather improves, I'm going to start using it again.
听第九段材料回答第13至16题。
Text 9.
Could you help me, Dad?
What's wrong, dear?
I have to write something about computers, but I nearly know nothing about it.
Don't worry. I can tell you something about it.
Really? When was the first computer built?
In 1944.
Was it built in America?
Yes. It was built at Harvard University.
Please tell me more about it.
Okay. The first computer was as large as a room and quite difficult to operate. Since then, computers have developed quickly and become smaller and easier to use. Some computers are as small as television sets. Some computers can be made smaller than a book. Now, a new kind of computer has appeared. It is so small that it can even be held in the palm. So it's called palm-top computer. In a word, computers are getting smaller and smaller.
I heard that at the beginning, the computer wasn't used widely. Isn't right?
Yes, it was only used by the government.
Thank you, Dad.
My pleasure.
Could you help me, Dad?
What's wrong, dear?
I have to write something about computers, but I nearly know nothing about it.
Don't worry. I can tell you something about it.
Really? When was the first computer built?
In 1944.
Was it built in America?
Yes, it was built at Harvard University.
Please tell me more about it.
Okay. The first computer was as large as a room and quite difficult to operate. Since then, computers have developed quickly and become smaller and easier to use. Some computers are as small as television sets. Some computers can be made smaller than a book. Now, a new kind of computer has appeared. It is so small that it can even be held in the palm. So it's called palm-top computer. In a word, computers are getting smaller and smaller.
I heard that at the beginning, the computer wasn't used widely. Isn't right?
Yes, it was only used by the government.
Thank you, Dad.
My pleasure.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
Text 10. You'll see a new doctor at a hospital near London if you go there. He is very clever, but he never speaks and he never attends a medical school. He can work 24 hours a day and never feels tired. He is 1 meter tall and has a face like a TV. He has no arms or legs, but lots of buttons. He is Dr. Robot. Doctors often need to ask their patients about their health in the past, but busy doctors can only spend a few minutes with each patient. The robot doctor, however, can ask a patient questions for an hour if necessary. Patients may talk with Dr. Robot before they go to see a human doctor. So when the human doctor meets his patient, he has already got a lot of helpful information. Dr. Robot is really quite human. If you answer no to the question, "Is your father alive?" Dr. Robot will reply, "I'm sorry to hear that." There are plans for better robot doctors, but they will never take the place of human doctors. They can only help doctors to give their patients better service.
You'll see a new doctor at a hospital near London if you go there. He is very clever, but he never speaks and he never attends a medical school. He can work 24 hours a day and never feels tired. He is 1 meter tall and has a face like a TV. He has no arms or legs, but lots of buttons. He is Dr. Robot. Doctors often need to ask their patients about their health in the past, but busy doctors can only spend a few minutes with each patient. The robot doctor, however, can ask a patient questions for an hour if necessary. Patients may talk with Dr. Robot before they go to see a human doctor. So, when the human doctor meets his patient, he has already got a lot of helpful information. Dr. Robot is really quite human. If you answer no to the question, "Is your father alive?" Dr. Robot will reply, "I'm sorry to hear that." There are plans for better robot doctors, but they will never take the place of human doctors. They can only help doctors to give their patients better service.